Game one of the NLDS between the Dodgers and Diamondbacks in L.A. Arizona riding high after their wild card win. L.A. coming in with the best record during the regular season. They send Clayton Kershaw to the hill. He's looking to improve on his 4-7 career postseason mark. Picking up in the first, two men on for Justin Turner facing Taijuan Walker.
Turner with a fly ball to left. It's on its way, and it is gone! A three-run home run for Justin Turner, and the Dodgers take a quick 3-0 lead. Not going. Weak. Into right center field. A long run for Pollock, and he can't get it. It's one hop off the wall. Bellinger rounding third. He's on his way home. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Hit first slide. Weak at second base with a double.
Kershaw deals at 0-2. And that one's in there. Called strike three. And down goes Brandon Drury. With his first postseason homer. Now that one is sent deep to left field. Mathis goes out of here. The unlikeliest of power hitters at the bottom of this order. Ketel Marte and Jeff Mathis.
Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Pass! Goldschmidt into the right field corner. Barnes will score. Seager's on his way to second. Seager's on his way to third. And he is going to make it. The Dodgers had a run. Seager's at third. And the Dodgers lead 8-4.
The Dodgers take game one of the NLDS by a 9-5 final. Clayton Kershaw gets the win despite becoming the first Dodgers pitcher in history to surrender four homers in a game. Turner goes 3-for-4 as 5 RBIs tie Pedro Guerrero and Davey Lopes for the most ever in a postseason game by a Dodger. The Dodgers take game one over the D-backs. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
It's a pretty good feeling. And for us to strike first and have CT battle get a hit and JT or Corey to have earn a walk, and that was a big homer. Big homer, and we had a great offensive night, and obviously you feel pretty good when Clayton's on the mound. It's innate. I think that it's innate. It can be learned, I guess, through experience, but JT just has that pulse for that big moment and to not, do too much. And so when a pitcher does make mistakes, he just has a way to capitalize and doesn't go out of the strike zone. He just has a way with that big moment. And today, whether it be hitting a homer or taking a ball the other way to drive in a run, he just conducts a professional bat in big spots. At 90 pitches going into the sixth inning, going into the seventh inning through six, and for him, that part of the order, I felt good with him going back out there. So so that was sort of my thought, and obviously there was some hard contact from that part of the order, and it was nice to be able to go to the pen there.
Clayton Kershaw, despite surrendering four home runs, gets the win, allowing those four runs in 6 1/3 frames.
Just, I felt fine. It just wasn't coming out as good as I would have liked it to that last inning. So, they hit some good pitches. I just didn't have much left. I don't know. Hopefully, when you give up hits, maybe one or two stay in the ballpark, but tonight it didn't seem like that was going to happen. So, obviously a frustrating way to end it, but thankful we had a big lead.
How do you prepare now going forward? Do you expect to pitch before a potential game five? And what do you do with maybe the uncertainty that you've had in the past?
I mean, right now, my preparation is for, a potential game five or hopefully game one of the next series. So that's my mindset right now. And until something changes, that's what I'm going with.
Down here.
Clayton, you've seen so many spectacular performances out of Justin in the postseason. What is it that makes him so elite when it comes to these games?
There's just not a weakness when he hits. I think that's probably the biggest thing. He, just looking at him from a pitcher's standpoint, I don't really know where you can throw a fastball in the strike zone to get him out. And then he stays on breaking ball so much, and then coupled that with not leaving the zone hardly. I mean, it's a very tough at bat for a pitcher, and it almost amplifies in the playoffs. He just seems to get that much more locked in.
Justin Turner with three hits and ties a Dodgers postseason record with five RBIs. He spoke after the game.
Well, I think CT and Corey did a great job tonight, just getting on base and setting the table and putting their pitchers, you know, with their back against the wall. And they, you know, when you get in those situations and they got to make pitches, you just try to not try to do too much and make sure you get a good pitch. And, you know, luckily tonight, I didn't miss it.
Next question.
So quick. Justin, when you're playing five games instead of seven, how critical is it to win the first one?
Yeah, the first game's big, and yeah, every game's big. You want to try to win them all, but when you got Kershaw on the mound and in game one to get that out of the way, obviously we're feeling pretty good about it, but we still got a long way to go, and you know, that's a good team over there. You saw tonight they're not just going to roll over. They're going to keep fighting and try to get back in the game. So you just got to try to find a way to keep the pressure on.
Yasiel Puig, a nice effort, two hits and two runs driven in. He spoke after.
I'll just get this out of the way. Yasiel, did the bat taste as bad as it looked it tasted?
Sometimes, yes. Throw me a lot of fastball, a lot of sliders. I fight the best I can, and all the time when I hit a fastball, I try to watch my bat. And the next pitch, hit a double. That's good. I go and keep going, do that.
Down here in the front, wait for the mic.
Corey Seager, an excellent game, two hits, two RBIs, and three runs scored. He talked to the media after.
Oh, it's contagious. Hitting's contagious. We've said it all year. Everybody's not wanted to be the guy, give it the pass the baton, and that's what we did tonight, and it worked out in our favor. Game one's huge. Getting that lead, getting early, getting on them, you know, just staying on them. It's a big mentality boost for us. It's a hopefully slow them down a little bit, and we look forward to the rest of the series.
The Dodgers will try and take a 2-0 series lead on Saturday. Rich Hill on the mound.